And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Well, excuse me. Good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. Hopefully I can get my voice cleared up here. I hadn't talked in about 30 minutes. Hope you guys had a wonderful weekend. Happy Monday, by the way. And hope mommies had a great day yesterday, hanging out with all the siblings and whatever moms do on Mother's Day. Let's see here. Temperatures around the state. Looks like Altus, Mangum, and believe it or not, Buffalo, you're the hot spots in the state right now. It's 78 degrees, 74 at Eric, 75 at Watonga, 78 at Cherokee. It just changed. It's warming up. It's going to be a nice warm day out there. Let's check out Texas. 77 at Odell, 75 at Wellington, and Miami, 74 degrees. You guys notice I said that right now, right? Okay. First of all, I just wanted to put out a word of caution for all you cattle producers out there. Foot rot cases, not only here locally, according to our local vets, but all over western Oklahoma and eastern Texas Panhandle, all over the Texas Panhandle, be exact. Foot rot cases have picked up, so be alert with your gals out there. Keep an eye out for that. Just a word of precaution going on. All right, let's see here. Well, obviously, I want to start out with this story first before we see what happened overnight in our big world of agriculture. Bloomberg's Jenny Leonard reported that the U.S. and China will temporarily lower tariffs on each other's products in a dramatic ratcheting down of trade tensions that buys the world's two largest economies 3 months to work towards a broader agreement. The combined 145% U.S. levies on most Chinese imports will be reduced to 30%, including the rate tied to fentanyl, by May the 14th. While the 125% Chinese duties on U.S. goods will drop to 10%, according to a joint statement and from officials in a briefing Monday in Geneva. It's a good sign. I think this is all finally going to start coming together. I hope it does anyway. I'm not real up on the politics in Washington, just what we all read, but I think this is good. We are in agreement that neither side wants to decouple, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said, adding that we had a very robust and productive discussion on steps forward on fentanyl, and the talks might lead to China buying more American-made products. We would like to see China open to more U.S. goods, he said. We expect that as negotiations proceed, there will be possibility of purchase agreements to pull what is our largest trade deficit into balance. Bessent, however you say his name, added that the tariff reductions don't apply to sectorial duties imposed on U.S. trading partners, and the tariff supply on China during the first Trump administration remain in place. Leonard reported, added what happened at the end of the 90 days to avoid tariffs ratcheting backed up, and indicated there's a good chance to extend the truce further. CNBC's Jesse Pound reported Monday morning that Bessent said Monday that he expects to meet with Chinese officials again in the coming weeks to continue these negotiations. So, how does this tariff pause, how could it benefit the U.S. Ag? The tariff pause with China could at least temporarily help calm some concerns from U.S. ag industry over exports, with China remaining such as an important customer for U.S. ag products. Rutgers, Mimi Chong reported at the beginning of March that about half of U.S. soybeans, the country's largest ag export to China, were shipped to the Asian nation in 2024, totaling $12.8 billion, according to the U.S. data. However, China has increasingly relied on cheaper and abundant Brazilian soybeans to reduce its dependence on U.S. supplies. This has resulted in the U.S. market share in China dropping to 21% in 2024 from 40% in 2016. So hopefully this all gets worked out, and so we'll see how it goes. Sounds good, huh? Man, my voice is crazy today. Cottonwood fir is shedding on their trees from their trees, and it's just really tearing me up. Soybean futures surged in overnight trading after the U.S. and China agreed to trade deal under each country will reduce its tariffs by 115 percentage points. The U.S., let's see, we've already read that. It's a different deal. Let's see here. The revisions, I didn't see this. The revisions are scheduled to take effect by Wednesday and will last for 90 days, and which will allow the countries the time to negotiate a larger deal. Soybean futures for July delivery overnight jumped 17 and a quarter cents to 10.69 a bushel on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal was up $2.66 to $2.9670 a short ton, and soy oil added 1.7 cents to 50.27 cents a pound. Corn futures for July delivery rose 3.5 cents to 4.53 and a quarter a bushel. Wheat futures were unchanged at 5.21 and three quarter a bushel, while Kansas City futures added 1.5 cents to 5.19 a bushel. Money managers cut their net long positions or bet on higher prices in corn and soybeans last week. According to data from the Commodities Future Trading Commission, investors held 29,000 future contracts in corn on the 7 days that ended on May the 6th, the agency said in its report. That's down from 86,000 the previous week and marks the smallest bullish position from the grain since November 5th of last year. Let's see here. Speculators held a net 41,728 futures contracts in soybeans. That's down from 59,000 the week prior and the smallest position since April. In wheat, hedge funds and other large investment firms held a net short position or bets on lower prices for 105,936 soft red winter wheat contracts. That's down from 112,000 a week earlier. However, they raised their bearish bets on hard red winter wheat contracts to 68,000. That's up from 63,000 the week before. Well, there you have it. Weather-wise, man, it's kind of quiet out there. Red flag warnings have been issued for several states. The Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Nebraska as dry weather persist, according to the National Weather Service. Other than that, not much going on. I think they're backing off on our rain chances this weekend. We'll see as the week progress how it goes. I did get a little bit of hay baled up last night. Didn't take long for it to get too wet. Started around 9 o'clock. By 10 o'clock, I was done, man. These dews are—it's great. It's been a long time since we've had 2 or 3 weeks of just continued, just wet, soppy dews in the morning. So it's kind of fun. You don't have to worry about getting up early to go bale hay right now. For now, anyway, a lot of hay being cut down, and got going on. Oh, I did. I had to go to Hobart this morning to Western pick up a pump for my sprayer, and man, seeing all that water and Lugard is really puts a smile on your face, but God almighty, did it stink. Woo! That place stunk worse than a sewer pit. It was pretty up the bridge, it did. Anyway, I heard some rumors from the coffee shop talk in Granite. Now, I wasn't there, so I'm just repeating what was told to me, that there was a rush on the bridge between Granite and Lone Wolf. Underneath the bridge, they was catching fish. And I guess somebody went down there to go fishing, and they was already elbow to elbow fishing, and I guess all they were catching were carp. but man, the wheat between Granite and Hobart looks great. You guys got some, hope it makes well for you. I didn't stop and get out and look at it, but there were some really good looking wheat between those two cities there. So hopefully you guys get it out. And it is, I did see a couple of the fields starting to turn just a little bit. So won't be long. What is it? Probably, what, a couple weeks maybe? If we get this warm temperatures that they're calling for this week. I don't know. Anyway, but sometime first part of June for sure. So it does look good. Hats off to you guys. You guys did a great job with your wheat crop down there. All right, today is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association happy hour. Let's take an OCA break, and I'll be right back with you.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Trade-ins aren't just for cars anymore. Now they're for tools. Bring in your old tools and save up to $250 on brand new Milwaukee tools this month at NAPA. Save $50 on tools like a half-inch drill driver kit. Save $100 on tools like a half-inch extension anvil control torque impact wrench with one key kit. And save $250 on the 1-inch D-handle extension anvil high torque impact wrench with one key. Bring in your old tools and pay less for brand new ones during the Milwaukee trade-in event at NAPA in Elk City, Weatherford, and Hinton.
My mom used to take me to the local dairy when I was a little girl, and I always was interested in learning where my food came from. I didn't grow up on a farm. I'm from the city, but please don't hold that against me. We owned a farm in Colorado and again here in western Oklahoma. My name's Becky Brown, and my husband's name's Tony Tummins, and together we own BT Butchers, a mobile meat processor. We bring our trailers to you. Your place processed your way. Please find us at B as in Becky, T as in Tony, butchers.com. That's btbutchers.com. We would love to help you feed your family. The short wait list and two-day turnaround means we move pretty fast, and since we come to you, it really is convenient. Not bad for a girl from the city. We would love to help you feed your family.
Hay wrap is what people use in their balers, the farmers, when they want to, you know, baling up hay, it wraps it up, is better than twine. So it's like one consistency, holds everything together, lasts longer, easier to cut off. Well, we started selling it because we got asked for it, because nowhere around here to really buy it, the good kind of net wrap that we have. So we found a vendor that's good price, and now we carry it. We've got it. Camrock is right south of Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City, Oklahoma.
Are you looking for a new metal building that's built to last? Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone brings you top-tier craftsmanship and second-to-none quality with attention to detail. From luxury custom barn dominiums to shops or barns and commercial buildings, our buildings don't just look good, they're built to last with all custom weld-up, I-beam, and C-purlin construction. From design to completion, we do it right. That's Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. McLean, Texas. Here's your ag weather update for out in the Texas Panhandle. 73 degrees 37% humidity, 45% is 45 degrees on the dew point. Winds are out of the south at 16, gust at 22, peak wind gust today, 26 miles an hour, 2.26 inches of rain so far in the month of May. 62 is your 8-inch soil temperature. I noticed that soil temperature's not, I bet it does after the next two or three days, but it ain't just shooting up there. A lot of corn in the ground that's come up, just looks like it's just hanging out. And I'm noticing some of my report from Farm Journal that there's some states that soybeans hadn't came up yet. It's been planted, just hanging out in there because of ground temperature. So, yeah, hopefully it gets warmed up, because I bet there's some boys out there planting some nuts today, if I was guessing right. Come on, you guys listening out there planting peanuts, let me know. I know you're doing it. So, get my hay baled up. My ground will be ready for some. But all right, let's see here. I think this is got a little bit to do with what's happening to the cattle market today on the lives, and be interesting to hear from Brandon tomorrow what happened at Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction today. Be very interesting. I think the cattle market's got two things going. One, with these tariffs with China kind of put on hold and an agreement coming to it, I think that's got a little bit to do with it, because China does import American beef. And then this other thing, it came up last year, last fall. Now it's came up again. But the U.S. suspends Mexican cattle, horse, and bison imports over screwworm pest. And I think there's a lot of pieces to this puzzle, but I'll see what successful farming here has to say. U.S. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins on Sunday said she is suspending imports on live cattle, horses, and bison through the U.S. southern border over damaging pest New World screwworm, a measure that immediately drew opposition from Mexico. Imagine that. I'm announcing the suspension of live cattle, horse, and bison imports through the border at parts of the entry at the border ports of entry. Let me get that, not parts. And effective immediately. The last time this devastating pest invaded America, it took over 30 years for our cattle industry to recover. This cannot happen again. Her Mexican counterpart, Julio whatever, swiftly rebuked the action and said he hoped the two countries could come to an agreement over the pest, known as the NWS. We don't agree with this measure, he said in a post on social media, adding that it would be in place for 15 days. The U.S. Agriculture Agency, in a statement on Sunday, said the suspension would be in effect on a month-by-month basis. The U.S. and Mexico last month reached an agreement on handling of the damaging pests, which can infest livestock, wildlife, and carry maggots that burrow in the skin of living animals, causing serious and often fatal damage. The U.S. Ag Agency, in a statement, said the efforts so far were not sufficient and acknowledged an economic impact on both countries due to the suspension. There has been unacceptable northward advancement of the NWS, and additional action must be taken to slow the northern progression of the deadly parasite fly. It said the pest has been detected in a couple of the states in Mexico, about 700 miles south of the border. I've been trying to follow this up a little, or keep following it and what all kinds of stuff. So when the tariff deal started between the U.S. and Mexico, Mexican government put tariffs on plane parts and stuff. And that was causing problems with the people hired to put out the sterile flies to mix in down there along the southern Mexican part of the southern Mexican border down in there. And it just sounds like to me there was a lot of politics going on. And it sounds like to me that our ag secretary, Brooke Rollins, doesn't put up with that crap. So she, like I said, I think there's a lot of pieces, but we don't need it. I think they're doing a good deal. So what I seen right before the show started, though, what I saw before the show, let me seen that. I saw it. I seen it, and I saw it. The cattle market today on the futures is pretty good. So I imagine between the tariffs with China and they're putting a shutting the border down from cattle coming across has done this. So let's check out some up-to-date market prices right now. May corn, 444, up 2.5. Let's just do away with May. Sorry. I don't know. I wish they'd just take it off there. July corn, 449, unchanged. September's 433, up 4.5. Soybeans for July, 1069, up 17.25. August is 1066, up 19. Soybean meal, May, 290.10, up 290. July's 297.90, up 380. And August is 301.10, up 390. Soybean oil, July, 49.63, up 106. Hard red winter wheat, July, 508, down 8.75. September, 523, down 8.5. Of course, it's getting close to harvest. Let's drive the price down to nothing. Cotton for July is 66.90, up 29. December, 69.05, up 38. Oil out of West Texas, June, 62.17, up 115. July, 61.77, up 119. Natural gas, June, 367, down 12. July is 4, even, down 9. Looks like the NASDAQ and the S&P and the Dow are all reacting to the news on the tariffs becoming on a hold with China. Live cattle, June, 216.77, up 210. August, 211.60, up 202. Feeders for August, 305.45, up 515. September, 304.15, up 512. And looking down the line, October, 301.65, up 475. Lean hogs, June, 98.12, up 55. There you have it. That's your update on the markets. Let's see here. Oh, let me check this out. I wanted to spread. Where's it at? Let me find my email. What did I do with my email? There's my email. Okay, got this from the OSU, and one and Tracy had invited me the other day, and I want to spread the news. Coming up May 21st at 10:30 a.m. at Sentinel, at the OSU Sentinel Wheat Variety Testing Plot. They're at the Music Farms. That'd be, so like I said, it's May 21st, which is a week from tomorrow. And 3.5 miles west of Sentinel on Highway 55 at the Music Farms. See, during the OSU Wheat Variety Plot Tours, producers will have the opportunity to learn about wheat varieties, including their yield potential, disease resistant, and quality characteristics. So, got any questions? Get a hold of Paige Britton at the, she is the County Extension Educator for Washtenaw County, 580-832-3356. I had some really good hamburgers out there last year. I didn't get any, but I noticed Cotton King had two. And he said they were good. I didn't get one because I was doing my show from out there in the barn. So, and I'll be there next week also. I really like going through that deal. Like I said, the wheat down there, it, of course, looks great. And last year, you know, we were in a pretty good drought going on last year. So, but it still had some good information to put out. And I'm sure OSU will be there in full force again, May 21st. At 10:30, they're west of Sentinel or Retrop. Just get on 55 and head east towards Sentinel, and you can't miss it. I'm not sure if it's going to be in the same spot, but it was right there on the south side of the highway last year. So there we go. All right, let's go ahead and take an Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break, and we'll be right back after this.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Get ready, Western Oklahoma. The Wild Plum Jam is back and louder than ever. Coming to Sarah on Saturday, July 19th, it's a Red Dirt Revival you won't want to miss. Live on stage, Cody Canada and the Departed. You ain't the only one. Stoney LaRue. It's
Oklahoma breakdown. The show do got you crying.
And Western Oklahoma's own Tyler Wilhelm.
Yes, I'm proud of who I am.
All jamming on Route 66 in Sayre. One night, one stage, and a whole lot of Red Dirt music magic under the Oklahoma sky. Lock in your spot now. Tickets will go fast. Get yours today at KECOFM.com. That's KECOFM.com. The 2025 Wild Plum Jam in Sayre, Oklahoma, powered by KECO 96.5 FM. Be there.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts, from gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats. Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, May 2nd. 761 head were sold. 8 head of steers at 309 brought 522.50. 4 at 523 brought 381. 3 at 650 brought 336. 18 at 691 brought 322. 3 at 715 brought 308. 24 at 975 brought 262. 4 head of heifers at 478 brought 360. 3 at 495 brought 323. 17 at 535 brought 336. 3 at 550 brought 310, 6 at 597 brought 290, 3 at 632 brought 294, 9 at 758 brought 260. Butcher cows were 68 to 165, butcher bulls brought 112 to 205, bred cows were 1575 to 3400, pairs brought 1600 to 3800, Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
I've told multiple people that have business ideas that come in, I said, bring me everything you got, even if it's scratched on a napkin, and it doesn't have to be professional looking. I want to see what you went through, because I want to help you, and then at least give them my 2 cents. The loan's going to stand on its own. You know, I'm not going to decide based off you brought this on a napkin. The point is if they've thought it through, it makes you more comfortable. You get more comfortable with them. They also get more comfortable with you, because you're going to point out things that they may have thought of, didn't put down.
I'm Utah Robinson, and I help make the difference. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Hey, farmers. It's Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant summer cover crops. We carry the best quality cover crop seeds available. If you need ag chemicals, we can ship bigger orders straight from the warehouse to your farm with unbeatable prices. And as always, we're an authorized livestock nutrition center dealer. Call us, visit us on South Randall in Elk City, and follow us on Facebook. SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I don't know if you guys noticed, but here in the studio, we're, you see, if you're watching on Facebook, I get my camera right. Here we go. Let me lean over. We got some new chairs. I feel like I'm in the air or spacecraft. These are really nice chairs. Appreciate the boss getting us some new chairs in here. They're way comfortable. These are the kind of chairs that Katy Perry and all those people took it riding a rocket. Maybe that's the kind they had. I don't have no seat buckles going on here, but we'll see what goes on. I guess I better shut up and move on with the show, huh? All right, let's check out some weather in Beaver, Oklahoma. Here's your Northwestern Oklahoma ag weather update. 80 degrees. The winds are out of the south at 17 with wind gusts up to 25. 2.35 inches of rain in the last 10 days, 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 65 degrees, sunset at 8:39, sunny and 86 for today. Looks like you're going to get there, mostly clear and 51 tonight. And mañana, very warm, winds out of the south, 10 to 15 with wind gust up to 20, 25 and a high of 93 degrees. Here we go, baby. It is May. All right, let's see here. What have I got going on here? I wanted to share this with my friends out in the Texas Panhandle. This was a member action alert put out by the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association. It says the Texas House is voting today, I guess, on Bill 3334, authored by Representative King, District 88. The vital bill strengthens wildfire prevention by requiring oil and gas operators to properly maintain and inspect equipment, helping prevent devastating wildfires across rural Texas. Contact your state representative immediately and urge them to vote yes on HB 3334, according to this alert I got out from them. All right, let's see here. Let's check out last week's cotton report from the National Cotton Council of America. Let's see what all they got to say. Try to stay away from too much boring politics going on there. Important, but too boring to talk about here on the show. Not really a lot going on. Just same old, if anybody's needing to go to gin school, you need to sign up. This is your final opportunity. I guess it's in Stoneville, Mississippi from June 3rd to 5th. So if you need to go to gin and school, you better get signed up right now. And let's see here. Net export sales for the week ending May 1st was 95,700 bales. This brings the total for the 24-25 sales to approximately 11.8 million bales of cotton. Total sales at the same point in 23-24 marketing year was around 12.3 million bales, so about a half a million bales behind the previous contract. Total new crop for 25-26 sales at 1.3 million bales. Shipments for the week were 421,600 bales, totaling, bringing the total exports to date 8.7 million bales, compared with 8.8 million bales at a comparable point in the 23-24 marketing year. Here's your update on cotton. What else we got going on here? I need to talk about OCA for a second. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is a member-led and member-driven organization that provides legislative representation to protect things like your farm sales tax exemption, water rights, and property rights. Up to $10,000 theft reward program to assist in gathering information if you experience livestock theft, in-person and virtual producer education. Beef Direct sales list that connects consumers with OCA members marketing beef, monthly issues of the Cowman magazine, and weekly email updates and issues videos. For just $100 a year, you can experience all these member benefits and so much more. That's less than $2 a week or a little over $8 a month to have an association that's working full-time to represent you and to help protect your way of life. www.okcattleman.org or call Lori at 580-273-5137. www.okcattleman.org or call Lori 580-273-5137. I really enjoy being a member of that association. That sign they send you when you sign up is pretty cool. Nice deal. In the Cowman magazine, it's very well put together. It uses quality stuff, and there's a lot of good articles in there for people to catch up on. Also, coming up, what's the day? The 12th, tomorrow, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Elks Lodge or Poppy's Front Door, the Boy Scouts will be having their annual pancake supper. And the cost, donations only. Can't get any better than that. So that's tomorrow from 5 to 8 at the Old Elks Lodge or Poppy's Restaurant. One more thing. Most cod is caught on the East Coast. But if you can catch your own already battered and fried west of Elk City, beer battered cod with fries and coleslaw, it tastes like taking a quick trip to the ocean. And you can dine in, but most people get it to go at 66 to go west of Elk City at the Y of Highway 6 and 66, or have DoorDash deliver it right to you. They're open 7 days a week. And that cod is my favorite dish out there. It's really good. So go out there and give it a try. At 66 to go, and it's good and clean in there. And it just, and then have you some, what is it? The frozen custard for dessert. No problem. I did get a text message from one of my listeners, and I guess he'd been down there at the river fishing, and looks like he's got some channel cat. I didn't zoom in on it, probably flathead there, but no carp in my place, and the river's running good. The river is running good. Let's check that out while we're here. Might as well see what Lugard Lake. I know everybody says it's officially out. It's like, I don't care. It's Lugard. So what we're, let's see here. Let me get this updated real quick. See what the status is on. There we go. 11 o'clock update. 7.16 feet below normal. Yeah, it's filling up nicely. See here. At this elevation, the total amount of water stored in Altus Lake is 89,705 acre feet, 69.73% full. And what's the inflow doing? It's flowing in there pretty good, almost a little under 500 cubic feet per second. So coming in there pretty good. That's a little over 9 frac tanks per second coming in there for you, or per minute. Let me back up, per minute on for you oil field guys. Okay, let's see what else we need to check out here. Let's go to Cow-Calf Corner, see what they've come up again. Of course, again, Dr. Peel's talking about the continued detection of New World screwworms in southern Mexico. But he's got some interesting stats here that I want to share with you guys. Not to bore you, but it's pretty interesting. He says, we'll continue to cooperate, and it was in 1966, it was eradicated in cooperation with Mexico. The sterile fly program established a boundary at the southern Mexican border, later extended south to Panama. However, over the past 2 years, the New World screwworm has moved north through Central America and again into southern Mexico. The U.S. and Mexico have been working to amp up the sterile fly program. Disease metrics will be evaluated regularly, and the border closure will remain in place until progress is made containing it. So there were some numbers here that I was wanting to, where was that at? Hang on here. There was how many millions of, well, I don't know where that went. Millions of flies that they are actually releasing sterile flies. All right. Anyway, we go. You guys know that May is National Beef Month. It's a month-long celebration to recognize the importance of beef industry and honor the hardworking farmers and ranchers who raise cattle. So doing this, whoever you, if you can, if you got room in your freezer, you can afford, buy a quarter or half from a local producer. And if you don't know who any of those producers are, I mean, I can rattle off a few off here at the top of my head, but there's always some local guys that just do it, and they're not using any social media or ads in each town. So call your OSU Extension office. I think probably the best place to call would be your butchers, like Keith's Butcher, Burns Flat. We got Route 66 over at Sayre. We got the Becks over here in Canute. Trying to think of the one, is that the Canadian processing up there, Thomas. We got some at Shamrock. We got Wheeler's got a new processor there. I'm sure Canadian's got one. Texas has got one. Up in Woodward, I know they got some. Just ask, go to one of your local processors and say, hey, who's got the best beef around here? I want to buy a quarter or half. And they'll hook you up. They'll get you in the right direction. But it is summer. Steaks, jalapenos, stuff with cheese wrapped in bacon. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. So get it loaded up. That's what you should do to help celebrate National Beef Month. In 2025, this annual event takes place at a time where there's much to celebrate in our industry. For example, over the past month, ample rainfall over the majority of Oklahoma and Texas has greened up pastures and eased drought concerns for now. Price increases in the Fed cattle market as wholesalers and retailers have been preparing for the spike in consumer beef buying associated with warmer weather and holiday grilling demand. Looking ahead, supplies of fed cattle are expected to remain limited with over a modest increase in the harvest pace. A higher fed market is expected to as spring demand and grilling season will be in full swing. Consumers continue to demand quality and industry is responding with that supply. The latest data from quality grade prime carcasses comprise of 12% of the harvest mix of fed steers and heifers over the past 4 weeks. This also adds to the historic stress of 7 straight weeks in which the percentage of prime carcasses is greater than the percentage of select. How about that? I mean, that stuff's good. The latest USDA on feed report showed that as of April 1st, heifers make up 37.6% of on-feed inventories, the lowest rate since April of 2020, with the last 3 years averaging 39.3% heifers on feed. And this can be interpreted as a preliminary signal that mild levels of heifer retention are starting to occur. Ah, check this out. I didn't even read this. I've just been hearing rumors. From Marty New, OSU Cooperative Extension Service, Southwest Area Livestock Specialist, the rainfall received across the state the last few weeks has been very much needed in many parts to provide extreme drought relief. However, with the large amounts received, many pastures are muddy, soggy, and standing in water. These conditions can increase the likelihood of foot rot in grazing cattle, mechanical injury, cuts, bruises, puncture, wounds, or severe abrasions of the foot will damage the skin and between the toes, the area there, and we get some infections in these feet. He said, treatment of foot rot is usually successful, particularly when diagnosed early. That's what I was telling you guys early. So just check it out. When that tissue should be in between the toes should be clean and disinfected. Most cases respond readily to antibiotic therapy. Administer the first days of diagnosis. If treatment is not, if you wait on it later, multiple treatments may be necessary. So it's easy to treat early and less treatments. So talk with your veterinarian to determine the best antibiotic treatment for your cattle that has been infected with foot rot. So there you go. Prevention is everything. I don't know how you prevent it because there's water standing everywhere. But I noticed between Granite and Lone Wolf and Lone Wolf and Hobart, there's water standing. Well, even coming up 6 Highway to Elk, there's lots of water holes standing, especially in the wheat fields. And I got water standing behind the house down there. It's at the same level as the top of the river there. So there's going to be water standing there for quite a while until the river level goes down, which I hope it don't. I hope it just keeps on running. All right, let's take an OCA break. We'll be right back after this.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. you know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Your work is finally done for the day. So you put up the equipment, get into your pickup, and drive home. You eat a hot supper, take a hot shower, and sit down on the couch. Feels good to be home, done with the day's work. Done a lot sooner than you thought you'd be. This day could have gone a lot worse. You could still be out there trying to finish because of all the lost time you could have had this morning. About 20 minutes into your day, you busted a hose. You'd barely begun your work when the equipment stopped. It just stopped. In the old days, that would have meant a couple hours lost time while you drove into town and had it replaced. But today, it took you just a few minutes, because a few months ago, you started having American Hose and Supply bring you hoses and fittings before you needed them. American Hose and Supply, inside the Camrock Building, next to Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City. Or call 821-4413. Be ready when you bust a hose, and make the best of it.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires through May 31st. Firestone Ag Tires are 30 to 40% off through May 31. Blair Tire and Feed is helping you get ready for planting season by helping you save money. Here's what you need to know right now. You can save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires at Blair Tire and Feed until the last day of May. Right now, get the tires you need for planting season and save money. For contact information, Google Blair Tire and Feed. Or just drive to Blair and get your tires.
I've told multiple people that have business ideas that come in. I said, bring me everything you got, even if it's scratched on a napkin. And it doesn't have to be professional looking. I want to see what you went through because I want to help you. And then at least give them my 2 cents. The loan's going to stand on its own. You know, I'm not going to decide based off you brought this on a napkin. The point is if they've thought it through, it makes you more comfortable. You get more comfortable with them. They also get more comfortable with you because you're going to point out things that they may have thought of, didn't put down. I'm Utah Robinson, and I help make the difference. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for Southwest Oklahoma. I picked the big town of Hobart, capital of Kiowa County. Just there this morning, 77 degrees, dew point's 47, humidity's 35. The winds are out of the west, southwest at 7 miles an hour, 1.51 inches of rain in the last 10 days, 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 68 degrees. See, it's already coming up. I was talking about it a while ago, and it's already shot up. Sunset at 8:30, 82 for a high today. Clear, 59 tonight. Tomorrow, 89 for a high. So, wow, that's crazy. It's going to be warmer in the northwest than it is in the southwest tomorrow. That's quite a change. Okay, let's see here. I wanted to share something with you guys. All right. There's not a lot of them out here in western Oklahoma, but there is some. And it says this is from the Oklahoma Wildlife Department. There are 46 ponds and small lakes open to public statewide, offering quality fishing opportunities to anglers of not anglers, but anglers of all skill levels. Agreements with multiple municipalities around Oklahoma make all this possible. Each pond is intensely managed and receives a little extra attention when it comes to fish stocking. And I noticed that the main things that they do stock the lakes with, these ponds here anyway, are bluegill, bass, largemouth, and channel cat. A lot of people say, why don't they put crappie in there? Crappie will take over a pond. Them crappie multiply like ticks. So, no, it's not. Unless you got a big old 20, 30-acre spring-fed lake. My favorite ponds to catch crappie are some of those government ponds. But, man, they can multiply in a hurry. So here's some of the restrictions that they have on these. Fishing is limited to no more than 3 rods and reels per person. No more than 3 hooks per line are allowed. And I didn't ever know this till I read it just a while ago. Treble hooks are considered 1 hook. Makes sense, though. No other fishing methods are allowed in these ponds and lakes. Close to home is what they call these. Waters have an aggregate of any combination limit of 3 panfish, including bluegill, red ear, or green sunfish, or hybrid sunfish, rainbow trout, and channel cat per person. No netting of any kind, including cast netting. For all other species, go by the statewide daily and size limits. So here's some of the lakes I'm going to go through here and see. Just talk about the ones that I know are close to us. We got some in El Reno, the Legend Park, Southern Hills North, and Southern Hills South. Enid, there's actually quite a few there. Meadow Lake Park, Government Springs North Park, Crossland Park, and the City of Enid Waterworks. And that's a few of them there. And then we got, where else we got here? Let me check this out. Guthrie, Jinx, Jones. Here's some in Lawton. Elmer Thomas Park, Lake Helen, Liberty Lake, and Skyline Pond, Medicine Park, Medicine Creek, from the dam to the State Highway 49 Bridge, whatever that is. And I think that's about it. Yep, the rest of them are in the big cities. Oklahoma City, Norma, Tulsa, Moore, Mustang. They got all them. But you get a chance to go fish those ponds, try them out. But we got so much WMA land out here in western Oklahoma. You can go, we got Sandy Sanders, Doc Holliday. We got Skip Out. What else we got? Black Kettle. What's the other name of that one? A pair of Cheyenne. Skip Out. I know there's another one out there. Somebody help me out with that answer. Real quick, like. Skip Out. We got Black Kettle. There's one more lake that's there. Really good lake. My wife only allows me to fish and bring home fish from the one out west of Cheyenne, which is Skip Out, isn't it? And because there's no farmland that leaks into that lake. What she says, she checked it, but if you actually get to looking on the satellite map, there, what, somebody got me going here? Any fish is optimum. Yeah, you're right. I want to discuss this with you and see what you guys think about this. So one of my listeners from up north, he was wondering if can you not just throw sulfur in the water for foot rot. I don't know. They walk through it, if not a water. I know, I said Black Kettle, and yeah, that's Dead Indian Lake as I grew up and went in. But there's one more. What is it? Oh, man, it's good. What about this? Sulfur in the water for foot rot to prevent it? I don't know. I'm going to have to ask a vet about that. Never heard of it. So let me check the text line, see if anybody's got an answer for me yet. Come on, come on, come on. Oh, now I got to look it up. I got just enough time to look it up, so you guys are just going to have to bear with me because I want to find that lake. Where you at, Marcus? You know those lakes here. It's up north there. Oh, I see a picture of it already. Let me go. That's Upper Washita, Spring Creek. Thank you very much, Butch Black. I knew that. Spring Creek. Spring Creek's the other lake. So we got, and there's more up in Norman. Also, I wanted to welcome, well, I can't now. Thank you very much. Oh, I apologize for my voice today, guys. The cottonwood fur is really tearing me up, and I'll try to do a better job of being prepared with it tomorrow. Hope you guys have a great day. I'm going to go bale some hay. See you later. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Sayre, Elk City, America. God bless everybody.